Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
So, we've come to the long end, we've come to the end of the long, dark hallway.
It's and just like your asshole.
No, that doesn't have an ending. And as Kyle from Cray Cray says, now that it's over, the healing can begin. Wow.
Wow. I don't know about the healing. I know what? About...
What is your... Say, you know, we're only on the part one of this. By the way, y'all, this is 90 Day Gays. This is Hey. This is Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever
After. Hey.
Hey, this is season 5, tell all part 1, because they're going to have 3 fucking parts to this.
And what's better than complete television without good content? Let's do 3 parts.
It's true. And like Poodle has said, I often put makeup on myself or other people to soothe people. And let's just say I have 4 coats of lip gloss on right now, my black honey, because I need to self-soothe.
I self-soothe thanks to Tito's. So what is this part one? We can only judge part one. First of all, big news, biggest news. Do we do any announcements? We should make some announcements before we jump in.
You're crazy. You need to get fucked.
I think it's going to happen soon. I'm going. We're talking about our COVID tests.
Are you going to do it after I leave? After I come next week and then go back?
No, probably before.
And then I'll get a COVID test. I'll get the COVID test before.
What are you going to do?
It'll probably take out a city block. Someone goes, Dios mío! And they hear someone going, not the noise I make, but it might be. Don't fuck with your microphone.
Well, I guess we do have an announcement of, first off, y'all, we're not dead. All of you started coming at us thinking we were dead today. Or I think you thought maybe my dad died or something like that.
I don't know. I've been doing Yom Kippur services, so I've been kind of occupied. And there's a lot of services. My brain's been elsewhere. I guess it's good that if I'm away for a couple days, someone will come for me.
They'll find our dead bodies.
Yeah. And here, you tell them I want to get my Diet Coke right there.
Okay. And so, so Pudua Yom Kippur, I was busy with my dad because, just so, because all of you have asked, my father's leaving the hospital tomorrow. So we're very excited about
Yay!
That. So, but it just kept us busy. And so we realized at the last minute, we were like, we can't do Darcy and Stacey on Sunday night. And apparently that freaked y'all the fuck out, because we have a lot of sissies with PTSD. They're like, what? It was very sweet. We're laughing about it, but very sweet. So the announcement is, thank you for bearing with us. In all of this, sometimes things might be a day late or whatever, or like for our Gatreons, we're not able to do a live this week. We're going to do it next week because I'm coming back into LA for about 4 or 5 days to do stuff. Yeah, the YouTube live. So we won't let things, nothing's dropping away. Just some things might not happen at the same
time. Happen a little later and happen out of time.
Out of time. We're doing our best.
Remember that movie with Justin Timberlake when he was trying to be dramatic and they had like a time thing on their wrist?
Wasn't good.
It was not good.
It's not good.
You should stick to singing.
No, it's not. So it'll get easier though for things being late, because now that we're out of the hospital, I won't have to be at the hospital at weird times. So Poodle and I can do stuff. By the way, we had a friend. I don't think they listened, but my brother's good friends, Michael and Rebecca, that they did a barbecue for us last night. They're like, come and just get out of the hospital and everything. So she made a home cooked Mexican meal. It was great. And I swear I met your 14-year-old self. Because their daughter was so fun and so sassy and so like, just, I mean, y'all, come at us if your kids are smarter than you and they keep reminding you of that, because that was their daughter. And then I was like, who does she remind me of? And then she said, have you met any celebrities? And I said, not really, no. And then she said, oh my God, have you met Timothée Chalamet? Because he's my favorite actor. Because Call Me By Your Name is my favorite movie ever, ever. And then I told her, I said, well, I did once have lunch on Larchmont and Armie Hammer was sitting beside me. And she clasped her hands over her mouth and went, and then ran to her room screaming and ran back and pulled out her candle that was called her Timothée Chalamet candle. And I went, this is Jake Anthony as a teenager.
If I would have been a teenager, Timothée Chalamet, because he's so thoughtful and he's so artistic, he would have been it for me.
Oh, he's it for you practically now.
I think he's very talented. But when I saw Call Me By Your Name, I was like, I want a grad student from Italy. And some bitch, when I was seeing it with me, you'd be the old one. And I did not like that. Like, you'd be like the Armie Hammer getting the younger kid.
I saw that movie, I think, the second time with you, and you went, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
That movie is so beautiful and evocative.
Anyway, so I think that's our only...
Well, the Bi-Curious is going to come next week.
Oh, yes.
The Bi-Curious normally comes the first Friday. We did 4 fucking Bi-Curiouses last month because we didn't have Love After Lockup. But the Bi-Curious is going to come next week, mostly because there's nothing on also because we're like fucking strapped.
We're
so yeah.
We don't even know what we're gonna do, do we?
No. This tell-all has like eaten my soul.
The best thing about this tell-all is how amazing Sean fucking Robinson looks.
You know what? She looked really good.
She did.
She tried her best to handle everything, but I feel like, okay, let's talk about the tell-all now.
Yeah.
In one word, what do you think about this tell-all?
Useless.
Okay.
What's your word?
I think I said uncompelling or non-compelling. There was no energy level that went up. Everything felt like it was at a... There was so much crosstalk between the couples. There was not a straightforward... Like, there was, like, crosstalk-a-palooza in the beginning before we started talking about Libby and Andre. But then when they started to bring people around, there was nothing new.
Well, there was... Yeah, that's what I meant.
Everything was like we were retreading everything in the past.
Yes, it was. That's why I said by useless, because as both of us have, but as somebody that's like try to pitch and produce reality shows and things like that, if I produced a tell-all, I would want it to move the story in some way. And this was useless. It didn't move anything.
I feel like too, and I'm not hitting Sean Robinson for this, but there was, maybe it was the question she was being given. There was nothing that was incisive questioning for her this time.
I know we like her more than most, and maybe that was her, but I really just, cause I know, like we've talked before, I mean, the producers produced, y'all, they produced exactly the kind of beats they want. And these type of questions, and they're like, okay, we're going to ask this, and Angela will kind of give us this type of answer, and right. da-da-da. And they beat it out. Mm-hmm. And kind of like Piano Cat at 11:11 on every Wednesday night, he beats it out.
More like every night that ends in Y.
yes, that probably was on Sean Rock, because normally I feel like, but some of the follow-up questions were better, but the leading questions were terrible.
Awful.
And yeah. Those were producer questions.
The follow-up questions were better, but she still did not go in for anyone.
No. Like, my main thing is, and I tweeted about this, and people were like, it was one of the most retweeted and liked tweets I'd ever done. I basically said, how come nobody's coming for Libby's piece of shit family in this tell-all?
Well, and I think has to do with something like, I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe that was her stipulation. You can't come for my family. Maybe they wouldn't do it otherwise.
Or maybe they sold Matt Sharp a house. I mean, maybe. What the fuck? Like, to me, it's not, I know we're not talking about the past, but you can't talk about literally this family is talking about wanting to know his history. Potentially they think criminal history and they're criminals. Like,
well, the cast came for them
a little bit.
She did not, because she's the voice of the producers. Oh. We have to assume.
Yes. But and then cast came anyway. I don't mean to jump around. I know we'll get to their section later, but...
I found it remarkable because of the abuse allegations that they decided not to have Paul and Carini on.
I was shocked by that.
When it said Paul and Carini can't join us tonight, I went, oh! They actually took a stand. Now... we don't know if it's just that they're not together, or maybe they won't even be on the same. Maybe they won't even be on screen together. That may be an option. Because I don't want to see fucking Paul without Carini, and I definitely don't want to see Carini without Paul.
I think if they had just Paul, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable covering him after all.
That's the thing. Yeah, the same thing with Carini, because there wouldn't be anything to ask.
No.
Yeah. So I was shocked though.
Boy, real life fucks things up.
I know.
Paul's an asshole. Libby's a shit. And Larissa's not on 90 Day Fiance anymore.
That's the other big news, you guys, because of a contract. She was doing something with Cam Soda, which I assume is some kind of cam girl site just by the name. And I like it how I think I put this in the Sissy Squad. Jeffrey, like, DV fiend, domestic violence, like, everywhere. Paul, complete, like, abuser as well. Colt, gaslighter in chief. All these people, they're fine.
Well, no. All these men, let's say
true.
That.
Well, that's true. All you have to do is break a con or have a contract competition, and then you're gone. So it just tells you we don't have any morals or ethics. It's just legal for us. End of sentence, period. Poodle out. That's what I say on Cameo. Poodle out. But that tells you it's all about legal for them. It's all about insurance. Who they can insure and who they can't. Which sucks.
Well.
Sorry. It's true.
Yeah. Well, we've all had our run-ins with that, I'm sure.
Let's just talk a little bit about... Anyway, you're exactly right. This tell-all left a lot to be desired.
Yeah, I agree with you as well.
We kind of get into, there's a little bit of just like crosstalkapalooza where everyone's kind of throwing things out. We see Andre doing clap push-ups, which made my dick move.
Y'all, clap push-ups are not easy.
No, they are not.
When I've tried to do them, I fall on my face.
When you do them, you go, ready? Let's go.
It's true. And I usually do them on my knees.
There you go.
With a dick in my mouth.
I was going to say, like you do most other things.
Yeah.
So Larissa's big, huge honkers are out. I don't get the combination of braids with big boobies. I'd much rather her normal hair. Maybe she hadn't washed it. I don't know.
She kind of looked like a sluttier, and I mean this in a sex positive way, but a sluttier Pippi Longstocking, like Pippi Fuckstocking.
Yeah. Yeah, the Brazilian Pippi Longstocking.
Pippi Fuckstocking is coming into your mouth.
Anyway.
Pippi Longstocking is weird. I don't get that character.
I didn't grow up with her. I was kind of freaked out by it.
Mormons? I don't know who does.
I think we should not go here because people are going to come for us about this because I'm sure she's beloved somehow.
Come at us if Pippi Longstocking was your favorite.
I always get her and the Wendy's girl mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd much better prefer the Wendy's Wendy because she's got fucking burgers.
What happened to the Wendy's girl in the commercials?
I don't know. I think the Wendy's logo is still around. It's still a redhead girl.
I know, but that Wendy's girl, she wasn't even a real redhead.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew? Well, you did, obviously.
No.
Kalani is basically saying that she and Asuelu have not been talking. She doesn't know if he's going to show up.
Yep.
Tandia's looking gorgeous in a blue dress.
Shoot. I'm so upset about Tania in this tell-all.
I'd also like to say that in the entire part of part one of this tell-all, I found myself agreeing with Tania every time she spoke.
That's why I'm upset.
Not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it.
Her was misplaced.
I even agreed some with motherfucking Debbie.
Oh! Don't get me started. I don't learned get me started. All my fucking eyes out because Mother Debbie nailed everyone in the best possible way.
She really did. She really did. And I went, oh God, is that what I'm going to end up being?
I feel like though they they're both of them only see their story as opposite from everything else, and they can't be subjective about their own story. For everyone else, though, they've got perfectly great opinions. Both her and Colt.
No, that's true. They do.
Yeah,
they don't see themselves at all. You're right.
Yeah, I don't like it because they have no perspective, but they're smart. Both of them are smart.
They are. But as you say, they are the hero of their story.
Oh, totally. So
that's one of the best things you said. That and use your left hand for the balls. It matters.
It does matter. You got to two-hand them. You got to know when to two-hand them. Know when to jerk them. Know when to walk away. Know when to blow. That's my version of the gambler.
There'll be time enough for resting when the coming's done.
I hope I just ruined Kenny Rogers for about half of you out there. Rip Kenny Rogers.
Rip Kenny Rogers. So, okay. So, we kind of see that. So, to me, it does look good. They're not even sure about themselves as a couple right now.
Yeah, that's what she says.
Michael says that they filed a spousal visa, and they're just kind of waiting. Angela's wearing a mask because if she has a tooth, an abscess tooth.
And that's the new Frank McCourt memoir, Angela's Abscesses.
Well, maybe that'll make her stop smoking because you can't smoke when you have an abscess.
I will say, I don't know if it's like she got her tooth knocked out, but you could hear her having problems speaking.
You know who she sounded like?
You know who she, what?
You know who she sounded like?
Who?
Hey, Pooh, Granny. Hey, everybody. I suck so many dicks, I don't even have my teeth in my mouth anymore. Okay.
She did not sound like porn.
Because I'm Pooh, Granny. I suck some dicks. I'm Pooh, Granny. I suck a dick, and then I come back for more.
I will say she looked like what's her name from Drag Race when she didn't know the words she lip syncs. Tatiana, Valentina. She looked like Valentina the whole time.
She did. Or as you said earlier in our Darcy and Stacey episode, she looked like...
I said Mushmouth, but Mushmouth is incorrect. It's the one with the thing over his head.
Kind of like Cobra Commander when he would wear his fancy outfit.
Yes, Cobra Commander. Yeah. Come on, I will suck your dick. G.I. Joe. Y'all, Cobra Commander was a fucking homo. And if you think Cobra Commander ever put his dick in a pussy, you're incorrect.
He did not.
That was a whole terrorist organization run by a mincing, prancing fairy. I do. I will have you in my clutches. They really do make villains very homosexual.
Oh, yeah, like the Purple Pie Man and Strawberry Shortcake. Oh, he was like fucking himself with pie rolls.
I don't remember him.
You don't remember the Purple Pie Man from Strawberry Shortcake?
No.
Oh, he was gay.
I don't think I watched a lot of Strawberry Shortcake.
Me neither.
I watched a lot of Rainbow Bright and a lot of Care Bears, but I never got around to Strawberry Shortcake.
Who was the gay villain in Rainbow Bright? Was it the Grape Man?
Lurky. But he wasn't really gay. The first kind of good... There was some good shade here, you guys. So Colt starts talking to Jess. Hey, Jess. She goes, shut up! I don't talk with you.
I think we've learned if there's a theme, Brazilian women, at least from 90 Day and Tell Alls, just yell at people. And you were right. I just want to reiterate, reiterate, Mother, you said, and it's true, Mother Debbie's hair did look like the warden of a women's prison.
Okay, just clarify.
It froze earlier, and I just want to clarify, because when you're good to Debbie, Debbie's good to you.
Just get him, Pee Wee.
That's the tag. Someone put later on that Debbie would have looked great in like a rap video or a rapper's montage. that red blouse,
yes,
that kind of shirt. It's accurate. Jess says the devil dresses in red. And Larissa's like, yes!
Yeah. And then Debbie's like, I'm glad he jumped you. I'm glad they're in a club and they're so angry that he dropped them. And then Larissa just says, shut up, you bitchy.
She says, leave us alone. You have no morals, bitch. Now, I will say, if they both Jess and Larissa could have taken the high road here, and they wouldn't have fared like Colt and Debbie do for fandom. But both of them in this first part, they went for the lowest, lowest hanging fruit.
They did.
And it's a shame because I'm a Jess fan. Especially like, good morning, my dick. Good afternoon, my dick. Good night, my dick. I love that. But she knew, and she was using that same material. She's trying to get famous too, which pisses me off. Because Colt and Debbie are trash.
Yeah.
But if you go to trash level, you never get to rise above.
Never. You guys can't do it. Mainly, I want to say because it's not the right thing to do, but moreover, you won't fuck it to them as much.
No, that's the problem. Like, you come out like a loser, unfortunately. And to me, both Larissa and Ericky, who never said a word.
Ericky never said a word. He just drank out of that giant water bottle.
He drank out of that water jug.
What? Poodle, what would Mother Poodle have said if she was Jess or Larissa?
She would have said, as she said to me on the phone tonight, well, I'm a good person. I don't talk about people like that. I'm a good person. I guess that's why I'm a good person. I don't say things like that.
You know, if anybody could destroy Debbie, I think it's Mother Poodle.
It's probably Mother Poodle.
This was all, some people like this. I don't like this kind of yelling, Jerry Springer talking over each other. It gets us nowhere. It's pointless. I hate it.
It's not for me. Andre does say, why are you playing? What is it? Playing with women? Is that what it is? Andre asks her or something. Why are you playing with these people? Why are you, or something like that. And then he comes for Larissa saying, why do you want to look like that? And she's like, at least I have a jobby, which she's read on some 90-day site that he doesn't have a job. And then we're going to talk about him being man of the house and having a job later.
And then Libby said, well, you're just a hooker.
She did say that, and that is not – no, she said stripper. And Larissa is not a stripper.
No.
Definitely not.
And you know what?
She's a cam girl, which is very different.
She's a cam girl. And you know what? Cam girls still make their own fucking money.
And you know what? They're the boss of her own bodies. Oh,
yeah. So suck it, Libby.
You know what? If I had to say a loser of this tell-all, even more so than Colt, it was Libby. Libby came off looking like a dumbass.
Yeah, she did.
She really did. We'll get to her in just a second. I think we're almost there. Larissa basically says she's getting a Brazilian butt lift, liposuction, and tummy tuck later on. And she says that everything she's doing is for her kids. And then Debbie says, the best day of my life was when I had Colt, unlike you, Larissa. So they kind of go at each other.
And then she goes after her. And then my favorite part is that Larissa calls Debbie a Colt cuckold.
No, that's she calls, that's not accurate.
She called someone a cuckold and I loved it.
She calls Colt the cuckold.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, that's a guy.
But I still enjoyed it. And then Debbie said, I'm not going to insult her. She was calling him fat. I don't understand what's going on here. I'm not going to do that.
You're fatter. She's like, Larissa is like, you're fatter than you've ever been.
And I'm like, Debbie, you just said earlier, you just insulted them like 2 minutes earlier, but whatever.
I
hate this shit.
I hate this third grade shit, and I don't even want to talk about it.
Let's move on.
Let's move on to Libby and Andre, and let's rehash more. So they are trying not to argue and staying home and Sean Robinson, this is definitely a producer question. Have you been looking for work? Because this is almost to make Libby and all her family mad. And I just say, so he's taking care of the kid.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a problem with. And this is completely separate from how they feel about it, but everyone on the show seemed to laugh about it. Like it's like, he's not really a man if he doesn't have a real job, if he's a Mr. Mom, if he's the primary caretaker of the kid, they're all laughing about it. And yes, I do think I think it's obnoxious that he's like, oh, I'm the man. My last decision will be the decision. I feel like though those things are two separate items. His misogyny, yes. His sexism, yes. But the fact that he wants to be the primary caretaker of the child, that's not. That's fine if he wants to do it. And even Debbie said, yeah, sure. Take care of the kid if you want.
Well, again, the two people that really kind of defended Andre were Debbie. God.
Yeah.
And Tania started talking about gender roles, and I was here for it.
And I was here for it because Tania, y'all, hold on. I might Ralph when I say this. Tania, go. Tania was the most cogent person in Latell all tonight.
Now, granted, she didn't talk about herself at all.
No, that's going to be later.
Again, Tania is someone who I think, well, she has much more self-awareness, but yeah, so she really, because she really brought it. She was like, I don't even know what the man of the house is supposed to be.
We're going to get to that, yeah.
Because, you know, they talked a little bit about Kalani and Asuelu and what the man of the house is, but he's a boy, so it's not like we're, you know, and Tania brought up a good point. Like, I think this is for everybody. If you're in a relationship and... She's like, you need to figure out what the male and female roles or whatever that is. They need to figure that out and they need to have that conversation together. Because she called it. It's like they don't ever, Libby and Andre don't ever talk about anything. They just kind of exist and then fight about it.
I agree with this. And I'm going to completely put this blame on Libby. Because Libby loves it that he's all chauvinist because she gets off on his like hyper masculine thing.
Yeah.
She secretly loves it and does not want to change it. And she also gets off in a weird way about him, the idea that he's taking care of the kid.
And I think thirdly, she gets off of, I think she actually likes it that her family hates him.
I agree.
She hates her family, but she'll never stand up to them because she wants their money.
It's a weird power dynamic. Because she has power over him, even though in a normal way he has power in her like kind of psychosexual way, he has power over her and he's the man. And she needs that in their romantic relationship. However, in their kind of like their sociological relationship, she needs to be in charge.
Yes.
And she needs to be quote unquote better than him. And that's the problem with the entire fucking family. is they need to feel better than Andre.
Yep.
That's the whole thing about peasant food. And anyway. Where am I? There it is. Okay. So they're talking about gender roles. Colt says, you just need to pick which one you want, man. Blah, blah, blah. And I just wrote, this description is stupid. Who's the man of the house? It sounds like a question from the Newlywed Game. They're like, what's the weirdest place you've made whoopee? Who's the man of the house? It just, I don't want to go after the format of this tell-all, but it was a piece of shit. That's one of the biggest problems.
It was weird.
You could have done this tell-all in a really incisive way. You even when people know your questions are coming, you can edit it. You can produce it in a way that is compelling. This, as I said before at the very beginning, was non-compelling. It was a snooze fest. Boring, 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 as Waiting for Guffman says.
It was. Because Colt's talking like, well, you can't choose like to either take care of the kid or be the man of the house. And that's where people are like you said, those are two different things. And right. So, and Libby was like, well, then what am I if I'm the breadwinner? And then Sean Robinson, she asked everybody to raise their hand, right?
Yeah, who's the breadwinner?
Who's the breadwinner? And she said, wait a minute, no one raised their hand for Colt and Debbie. However, y'all, if you zoomed in, you saw.
I make all the money in this house, right, Mom? I've killed so many people, they're never going to find me.
That's right, Pee-wee. You're my one and only best son.
We're never going to tell Colt where we buried that gold, ever.
And what we did with those two truckers, no one will ever know.
You did weird stuff with their butts just for fun. That was freaky.
Maybe.
Just so I want to make sure everybody saw that part.
That was Pee-wee the Mole.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, God, I can't believe we have to fucking talk about these people. Let's do it as quickly as possible. I want to spend the least amount of time talking about fucking Jen, Chuck, and Charlie.
You know what? And I do too. But before we do that, we should probably take a commercial.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Come at me, by the way, if you saw something in CVS and thought, 500 pack of ibuprofen tablets, why would I ever use that many? And then you turn like 35 and you're like, sure. And then 40, you're like, why not? Anyway, I said, my back is killing me from standing up on the piano sitting at the piano the whole time and on camera. And Matt said, I said I was on camera the whole time.
Oh, and I said, well, you're used to that, but usually you're wearing a pig mask.
And I said, no, it's the V for Vendetta mask.
It's true. Golly, aren't we grateful for it? I am grateful for science after this host seeing all what drugs do. And by the way, shout out to our nurse warriors, because I always love you, but good God. Those just work their ass off.
I agree. How did you just segue into that?
Because you were talking about ibuprofen and this, I thought, how grateful I am for science, for drugs. Isn't it amazing?
Oh.
You can take ibuprofen and it just goes away. Or like when you're talking too much, I can just take a Xanax and you go away. That's amazing.
I'm always on Xanax. You're always screaming at me to take my CBD.
I bet you haven't been taking it while I've been gone, have you?
Maybe.
Anyway, shout out nursing warriors and care and nurse techs. Let's go.
Please. They're the best. I'll never forget when that hospice nurse came at me about that Terry Schiavo joke.
She did.
And she did it better than me.
She did.
Anyway.
So let's talk about this fucking family.
Ben, Charlie, and Chuck. Jen's like, he's very aggressive. First of all, okay. So Charlie and Chuck are in the same place. It looks like some kind of laundry room of one of their houses. I don't know what's going on.
And Jen
is in what I would only call some type of like Pier 1 or Cost Plus World Market styled.
Nope. It's, and I know this because I love their catalog. It's the Restoration Hardware Showroom. That's where she
oh
is.
Oh my God. It's so awful.
I kind of thought it was gorgeous, actually. But
you're basic as fuck.
It was so pretty and it was well lit and it was in front of a window. There's that beautiful table and she's horrible.
But like those glasses looked like they were like Pier One or Cost Plus.
Probably. I think Pier One is out of business now.
There was also, it was just plates. There was no table setting. It was weird.
That was weird,
The whole thing was strange. And I feel like she wanted people to think like she had a really nice house.
I don't really like plates on a table as a table setting because I feel like if there's a plate on the table, there should be food there.
I agree. That's what most people think.
Like, just have a clean, pretty table with like, you know, it's fall, but put some cornucopias in the middle.
Not everyone wants to do that. Not everyone celebrates fall like
I
you
will
do.
Say we had a front come in. And so today it's like, it's cool and smells brisky, like wood. And it feels like fall.
Brisky is not a word.
It's but brisky. Okay. I'm going to get a fall candle. And when I go live with my dad for 2 months, I'm just going to say it's fall. Oh God, someone help me.
It's going to be like fucking Oklahoma Grey Gardens in there.
It's true.
So they basically show up. Jen's like, he's aggressive. He's cold. He's got a cold heart. He doesn't give us a chance. And then Libby just completely throws her husband under the bus and says, yeah, I agree.
I agree with everything she said.
I'm sorry, you guys. I don't think you have to support your significant other in everything. But if your sister comes at, if I was dating someone and or married to someone and my sister came at someone so hard, I would say, you know what? Maybe not. Let's temper that.
You know, I think what's sad to me, it's all about the money. But if that's the only reason why, it's not because she has love of her family. It's that she works for her father. That's where their money and their income comes in. And so she feels like she has to honor that in some weird fucked up way. But when you, especially when you marry someone and then marry them and have a child, I'm with you. You don't stand by them when they're wrong.
Yeah.
But you also don't, you can still always champion or cheerlead someone and still be truthful with them.
I agree. And I feel like you have to have their back.
Yeah.
When someone in your family, like Jen, comes at them.
Yep.
And y'all, Jen is wearing some really orange foundation.
It's very orange.
Yeah, it's not good. She's in a light that makes it look less orange, but if she was in real light, it would be orange.
Boy,
it would be like Trump orange.
No women in that family look happy when their face is resting.
It's true.
They look just sick, like they're so unhappy.
And then they'd show a clip of the whole peasant food, and Chuck is like, yeah, the people here have learned to make food scraps food, and Elizabeth is upset by it, but really doesn't even talk about it that much. She's like, well, that's the first time I've heard of that, which I call bullshit for.
Yeah, and she's like, that was disappointing.
Because people heard about people, you know, y'all, she's on social media like a motherfucking hawk.
Y'all, these she people knows, watch their shows. They watch. They watch say. Their shows.
Yeah. She knows everything you say about her.
Sinjin came for her. Sinjin actually, I mean, he came for him a little bit. I guess I just wanted to be harder. He said it was insulting. And that's kind of what. He said you
could respect a new culture. And then Andre's like, he's like, of course they didn't think that. They don't have a culture. And that is the smartest thing anyone's ever said about these fucking people. They don't have a culture. They don't respect anything. Yeah. They only respect what they can show off with their own money.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all, they are vile. If you're a fan of the podcast or think that they are right, stop listening to our show, honestly.
I you always say that. Like, if you're a fan, no one has ever said they're a fan. I think you're fine.
It's true. They're pretty much resoundingly despised.
Well, they're, you know, and it's So then they go into this whole dinner party thing. Libby starts crying while watching it, with her and Andre fighting afterwards. And Libby's like, it's so bullshit, because Libby's like, it was just so aggressive and I saw this side of him. And Chuck's like, oh, I'm offended by seeing that. But then we hear a voice and it says,
Mom, are you going to say something? Because that's not right. That's not right, Mom.
And then Debbie comes in and says, you guys push him and push him and push him. What the hell?
Libby, you need to say enough. Y'all, Debbie, Sinjin, and Tania were the MVPs of this tell-all.
Yeah.
They didn't say a lot, but when they spoke, it spoke volumes.
It spoke volumes. And Andre, it just, again, this came to nothing. And then even when we get his brother and his friend Radu and Marcel, we find out that they basically said the same thing, but we do find out that his brother and his friend don't even really know what Andre did.
They don't even know.
They don't even know.
Right. And Radu was like, if they did anything wrong, if he did anything wrong, I would know. And I wrote this down. Why do they need to know so bad what is in his past? And I said, oh, it's because they're transactional. They only want to know of something about things they can have on other people.
Yeah.
Because if you have something on someone, you can use them.
You can shame them. You can go where. Yeah.
They're transactional. That's the way they work.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And that's why they are absolute garbage. The whole family.
And that's, it's interesting too, that like, so they kind of go like, Sean even says like, so no one knows the reason why he left Moldova. And they're like, no.
They're like, isn't that enough?
And then Debbie says, it's none of your business what he did. Again.
Agreed. Unlikely voice of reason.
And then Pee-wee said, don't tell him about the bodies, Mom. Keep it to yourself.
Oh, I won't, Pee-wee. You're right. It's not your business either.
None of their business either. But it is true that like, it's not only none of their business, but, you know, Chuck said, or Charlie said, well, we originally asked him as a joke, but then he got so defensive about it.
That's such bullshit. That is, they're looking for a way to make him mind. That's what they're, because their whole family exists in this weird, like, power dynamic. Mm-hmm. Chuck is at the top. And all the other kids are like fucking secession style gaming each other in a really fucked up Tampa way. I don't know what that would be. I guess with Charlie, you get arrested for DUI and something else so many times, and he's the black sheep for a while. Then someone else gets arrested for a suspended license. And y'all, you can find all their mugshots online. That's what's so delicious about
this.
That's
what I still think should have been talked about. But again, because I think, like you said, I think Andre and Libby are part of an act, and Andre actually is probably, honestly, we talk about Libby's family being horrible. I don't think Libby and Andre are model citizens of piousness.
No, but I think Andre plays up a lot of how much he doesn't get along with the family.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think probably he's in business with them too to make money and doesn't give a fuck.
I want to talk about when Charlie basically says, you know what, alcohol made me act like that at a party. And then Sean Robbins is like, but you came for Andre when he was drunk. And he's like, well, alcohol is what you talk about. And, you know, alcohol can do that to people. And I wrote down, stop blaming alcohol. Alcohol did nothing to you. Alcohol is a lovely thing.
Wow.
It is only trying to help.
Wow. The views expressed by a poodle are not the views of all of 90 Day Fiance or 90 Day Fiance. Also, if you or your loved one has a problem drinking, feel free to join our Sober Sissies group in our Facebook group.
You can do that. I'm just saying alcohol didn't intend to do anything to these people.
No, that's true. And Sean was right. He's a hypocrite because he literally said he shaded Andre for drinking so much prior. Just pieces of shit.
I want to talk about the fact that Jen told Andre, look at you, you're getting squirmish, which isn't a word. Either squirmy or squeamish. Squirmish. You're getting squirmish.
I mean, I'm not mad at that word. It kind of works.
You can't just make up words.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God, here we go.
Can't. And then I feel like for some reason, like someone like paid Sean Robinson off to ask Chuck, do you feel like a wallet, Chuck? He's like, yeah, I do. And then acted fake hurt.
But that's all he wants to be, because Chuck knows he's a piece of shit, and that's the only way he feels loved is when he's able to give money on somebody.
And then Angela's like, I wish I'd met Chuck in my youth.
And you know, because I'm telling y'all, the reason why Chuck's not married, he is buying hookers right and left.
Yeah. I feel like, too.
To love himself.
Angela was the Charles Nelson Reilly of this episode. She was just always, she was trying to always defuse everything.
Yeah, she was.
Anyway, Andre's going to get into real estate, which is perfect for him.
Perfect.
Because he could sell me anything.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's all I've got about those two. Thank God. Should we jump into Angela and Michael?
Sure.
So they basically...
someone ate his Mexican food too quick, and now you're shaking it off.
I haven't eaten it. I've just only eaten chips.
You ate your chips. You're going.
Because I'm honestly, my commitment to this podcast is such that I want to finish this before I eat. And so that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is. The way it is.
Someone came for Celine Dion today on the Sissy Squad, by the way, and says, when did she ever start looking like this? You need to parse your words carefully, okay? Don't come for Celine.
Do we need to put her on the Judy and Liza Minnelli
list? Maybe. I think she was mostly talking about how she looked, maybe her weight.
You know, Renee Angelil died. Give her a fucking break.
That's a slippery slope coming for Celine. Let's just say that. Angela is basically talking about that she's still got some trust issues, and Michael's like, yeah, for when I did the BJ.
The BJ.
And like, I know when you do it. Y'all, just like I've got BDF, Angela knows, like clairvoyance, when someone blows her fiance. It just like hits her. It's like, what? Someone's putting their lips on my boyfriend's dick. Yeah. She knows. She's got the dick radar.
You know what? A lot of people do, and they just don't listen to it.
Oh,
we know.
I know. Y'all, here's the thing, too. If you're most, especially women are more witchy than men. Your wife, if you're cheating, your wife knows. She knows. You might as well either beg her forgiveness or end it and say, I'll never do it again, because she knows. Or maybe say, do we want to have an open marriage? You know, I don't know. I'm not going to go there, but know that hiding it from her is the worst thing you can do, because she knows. She already knows that shit.
Ooh. She does.
So
she says that Michael can be sneaky, and they talk about their trust issues, and then Libby's like, I give you props for even stepping in that strip club. And Angela's like, I didn't even know what it was. And then they went to poor Michael. Y'all, Michael gave the dumbest excuse of saying, I did not look. I do not look at the strippers. I'm in the bar. I'm not looking at them. Y'all.
Yeah, you did.
Even gay men look at them. Even I would be like, look at her titties. Look at the way they bounce. Like, see, those are just so floppy. Good for her.
And she basically says, I dance with your friends. And then I think Sean Robinson asked Larissa, would you be offended if Eric danced with one of your friends? She's like, no, I wouldn't care. She's like, these girls only want money. Like her.
She respects a working girl.
That's the thing about Larissa, y'all. Larissa has been more of herself than anybody on this show.
She has. I'm really sad that she's going to be leaving. I'm going to be sad that she's leaving.
Because I can't imitate her anymore. I'm very upset about it. So
Michael basically says, and so Michael's like, well, you know, I had a dance, but I had a, and that's when Libby said she would know because Larissa's a fucking stripper. What?
Right.
Michael said, I had a lap dance when I was in college. He's like, I had lap dance when I was in college. And then Angela goes,
what?
What? He's like, yeah, y'all, if they literally have nothing to fight about, that Angela has to be mad at him for getting a lap dance in college, then it's time for them to leave this franchise because their interesting plot lines are done.
I agree. I totally agree. So the next thing we're talking about is, or sorry, she says something about, I know what it is. Angela's got the worst word art on her wall.
She has word art and wolf pillows.
There's this word art cluster on the wall.
I knew you were going to say this.
It's like trust, dignity. Don't go to bed angry. I think I'm making that one up. But it was like, love, fraternity,
heart,
equality. It was terrible.
It was not great.
Anyway, of course, Angela has word art on her wall. It just proves my point.
And it wasn't even a painting. It was like cheap stencils that you put on the wall.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
It was not
absolutely great. Terrible. And then when they showed the video of her wedding, Angela had to leave because she broke down because Michael said she was thinking about her mom. So
that's when we saw the wolf pillows. There was a lot of wolf pillows.
Yo, you can get your wolf pillows at your if you're near a Cracker Barrel.
Angela probably, it's true. Angela probably thinks that wolf pillows are like her, like spirit or some shit like that. Or
they're pretty terrible.
They're pretty terrible. So y'all, they have to. They're still got a ways to go, though. She can't fly over there now because of COVID, and they still got to wait a year after. Yeah, they've got to wait a year after COVID ends to even be together.
That's all I got about those two. There's not a lot, you guys. The tell-all absolutely did nothing.
It didn't do anything.
I also feel like that they expounded upon all of this so much that we did not need a tell-all. We definitely did not need a three-part tell-all.
No.
The only part that did get interesting was the Colt and Jess one, because I don't feel like we heard all the details. Let's jump into this. So Sean asks Colt, how do you feel about her? And he's like, you know, she might as well be a stranger. It's Jess, you just wanted to change me. What did you love about me, sweetheart? Y'all, every time he said sweetheart, I felt my dick shrivel up.
It's true.
It was so gross.
It was so, so gross. Debbie gets
up.
It
was a power move. And it also felt mocking and eh.
It was gross. Debbie ended up leaving. Sean was like,
by it.
Yeah, and Sean was like, did Colt break your heart? And Jess said yes. Like, she's still hurt by it.
Right.
And
Larissa's like, liar!
Boy, Larissa, She's going to be that embarrassing mom at her child's basketball game.
Yeah. And so then Colt is still talking to Jess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying to him, you manipulate people. You're no good. You're not a good man. And he's like, what do you mean I'm manipulating you? He's gaslighting her terribly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and yeah.
He's basically saying, that's when she says, good morning, my dick. And they're talking about his dick.
Sean Robinson asked him, like, so you're sending pictures to these women. He's like, well, they send me pictures to them, and I just want to be nice.
And this is the worst statement of this part one, you guys. I just send pictures of my dick because that's what I do for affection when I don't think my girlfriend wants to be in a relationship with me anymore. So he basically blames Jess for his uncontrollable thumb to send a dick pic to all these women.
Bless his heart. So sad. That poor thumb must be so tired from just sending them dicks.
Listen, it's not because you want affection. As someone who's sent a couple dick pics in my time, it's not what you want affection. You want immediate, first of all, you want someone to come over. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing about affection.
Y'all, it's like the bat signal. At 10 p.m., just all the dick pics go out on Grindr, and everybody has piano cat.
Piano cat. Piano cat. I'm finding them all. Bing, 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 bing.
It's true.
That's me collecting them like Super Mario Brothers coins.
I was thinking more like a pinball. Like they're just fucking you all around and you're going bing, bong, bing.
So,
and then every so often you fall down a hole.
That's just like life. And then sometimes into a pipe. Choo, 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 choo. So Angela, even Angela's like Charles Nelson Reilly again. I wish you'd sent me one. You don't, Angela.
You don't.
You can Google Colty's dick pic.
And you
can see it.
And then you can regret it.
It's not nice. It's one that would make you regret you'd ever seen. You'd actually say, "What if that was the only penis you ever saw? Would I even like penis?"
And you,
let's be honest, I would.
And you would think that that's all they are. Oh my God,
is that all there is? Is that all there is? I'm very Chantuzzi tonight.
Oh God.
Anyway, so. Larissa, with a big confession, this was the big one. Larissa said he sent dick pics to other women when he was married to me. So this is not just a Jess thing.
And she's like, I have the pictures. Jess is like, you are a bad person. And then Debbie says, probably the biggest gaslight. But Larissa, you two are in a club. Why would you call her and destroy this relationship?
You have to ruin his relationship.
You destroyed the relationship, not me.
Yeah, it's really disturbing.
It's because it was me, Mom. I did it.
We're also going to find out, it was only slightly announced, but he did not deny it, that he slept with Vanessa while he was dating.
See, and they're going to talk about it next episode, and that would be a little more enlightened. But even this was just a rehashing of the same shit. Yeah. And then they're teasing Vanessa.
The next, I'm fine to go on with the next couple if you want to.
Yeah, all we have is Kalani and Swelu. That's it.
Yeah, you guys, honestly, I was kind of really frustrated that we were made to watch this. It's just awful.
It wasn't good. And it's a shame because some tell-alls have been really good.
Yeah. Remember like the Before the 90 Days, like season 2 tell-all?
That was a good one.
Oh.
When Paul asked for the fraternity test of the baby during the tell-all.
Yeah. contest.
What did I say?
Fraternity.
Oh, I'm tired. Sorry.
And the baby goes, Pi Kappa Alpha!
Yeah. Pieri, Mu Phi Epsilon!
I know. That's the nerdy music one. Don't even go there.
I don't even know any other fraternities.
Wow. You did not, you didn't got...
Gamma, 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 Delta, 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 that's all I know.
Those are sororities.
Okay.
That you would know those.
Fraternities are...
Did you and Tina have a Greek system?
Oh, wait, no, I went, there was a fraternity, I would go fucka in a assa.
I don't know what that is.
Believe me, they were quite Greek.
Mu fuck a mu.
Yes, it's true.
Let's jump into
Dick sucking Lattas.
So they're together, and he's back, but she's basically like, "This is not good." He says that, or she says that, he's going to volleyball and his Samoan dance and playing volleyball every day except for Sunday. And she's like, he's not good with masks. You guys, Kalani is, I would not be surprised if Kalani was diagnosed with PTSD, the way she's kind of shut down.
Well, something's going on, because honestly, at this point, y'all, if you're at a point where your husband isn't even concerned about the welfare of your family and your children, like their physical welfare, he's not ever going to grow up. He's not ever going to come around.
But even her affect, could you see how she couldn't even?
Yeah. And he's not making a lot of money. Like, he's making no money. And so I'm like, honey, snap out of it. Like, let this horse die. Let it die.
And Kalani's mom has a pre-existing condition. And then Lisa, her mom shows up. And Kalani, everyone's favorite. Everyone's sassiest favorite.
I loved her.
Kalani and Kalani need to be on fucking Pillow Talk. What?
I'd watch that. I'd watch that. Let's be honest. I'd watch Asuelu's mother and Tammy on Pillow Talk, too.
he just needs to get money. Kalani, I don't care about the kids.
And then her mom would say, I'm done with this show. We leave now, in the middle of Pillow Talk.
I need money. That's what I want. Lots of money.
So that's kind of where they are. Asuelu's being a dumbass. And then she makes this example of, like, Asuelu doesn't like it's a, this is like where there's like a processing, like we've talked about. There's a processing or kind of a mental issue with Asuelu, because he's upset that she sniffs the milk, because they don't do that in Samoa. Yet he feels like that's dangerous or whatnot. But yet
I feel like that's him. No, he sniffs the milk.
Oh, I thought she was saying that that's come out of Samoan sissies if it's bad luck to sniff the milk.
I thought it was him. Oh. And she's like, that's superstitious.
Oh. I don't know.
Anyway, so Asuelu is basically talking, you're tired. Let me finish this.
Wait, is your phone by the microphone? Because it's staticky. Move it. It got staticky.
It's not by the phone. It's not by the phone.
Oh, well, it sounds fine. Y'all, we're not editing that out. We're going to keep going. Because I don't need another sound file to get confused about.
So, Asuelu basically says, you know, you can, there's no difference between going out to get groceries and volleyball. And unlikely voice of reason, Tania, God, I hate saying this. Well, groceries are essential, and that's kind of something you need to do. God, I fucking hate it that she's right.
She's right. She looks beautiful. I don't know what's happening.
Even Sinjin looks good. So Sinjin, no, I'm sorry, Lisa. Lisa goes fucking off on him. She's like, you know what? It's obviously you don't care about anybody but yourself.
This isn't going to last.
And after they see the video, after he sees the video of our favorite Don't Walk Away From Me video that we did on Instagram – Asuelo goes, wow, I hadn't seen that. That really makes me very upset. And they even say, and Sean says to Kalani, what do you think? She's like, well, I'm just kind of looking forward to when it's over. Wow.
She's just like numb. You're right. It's like a PTSD. She's just numb.
Yeah. Well, no, I was talking about Kalani, not Kalani.
Oh, well, I think she's actually kind of, she's just, say her mom and her sister, I think it's traumatic for them because she keeps like trying to work it out with this guy and they're just,
right.
That's hard. That is so hard.
I agree. So then Moneybags and Tammy come in.
Here they come.
And it's just nuts. And Kalani basically says, I could beat the fuck out of you, Tammy. And then they fight. And Moneybags is like, if he had enough money, he could give me some money.
She did.
It's the same arguments. No one's gone anywhere since episode one, you guys.
Lisa does say, I agree with that, though. She's like, my husband and I do that to this day.
Yeah.
We send what we can send after we take care of family, and you're thankful for what you get, but we do that.
Right. And she's like, but we don't do it to the degree you do. And Asuelo basically says, I was upset. I was upset that they talked to my wife that way. And he said, they don't like my kids and they want me to divorce. So evidently maybe he hasn't seen it or maybe he didn't process it in that way.
I don't know. I love that Kalani came for Tammy because Tammy kept saying, it's none of your business, Kalani. It's none of your, and she's like, but it's you. Kalani asked her again, how much money do you send? And then she even said too, like, you're saying it's none of my business, but you're fucking coming after your brother to give money. Right. Should be any of your business.
Moneybags, by the way, looked like she was dressed in something from the Liza collection. I don't know what was going on there. It was like, had a lot of jewels on it.
I didn't mind it.
Anyway, that's the show.
That's all we have.
So we're going to step into our spotlight.
Do we have one?
Like saying, we're going to step into our spotlight.
Do we have one?
Maybe. We'll be back. We'll be right back. We'll see.
Hello, queens. It's me, Heather Motherfucking Torres. Y'all came at me and y'all wished me happy birthday and gave me lots of love that I greatly appreciate. It made my day so special, but I couldn't express that because I was in Facebook jail. So I'm coming at you saying I received the love. I feel the love. I love the love. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for making my day great. I just want to remind you all that I'm having that online burlesque show on October 1st, and there's still spots available. So come at me. I need your alter ego to come pay us a visit. And I want to give Matt some love and light and some healing vibes to Daddy Mar. And I want to give Libra Libra blessings. I've had too much cake. I can't even breathe right now as I leave this message. Libra blessings, Jake. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, squad. I'm going to go have some more cake and just go into a coma. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
You thought we were going to do it without singing the song, didn't you?
I tried to talk through it. Y'all, that was Sissy Squad favorite Heather Torres. She had a birthday this week. And I don't know if you are like me. I thought her voice would sound like Jessica Rabbit.
I did too.
Unfortunately, it is much like a normal woman's voice.
I thought she'd be like, hey, boys, I just got out of an alley. Thank you.
Hi, boys. But anyway, we're glad she had a fun birthday and she's everything we could want and more.
She is. She did hawk her shit in a sissy spotlight.
We're not fans of that shit.
Let it slide once, but don't hawk your shit. But we love you, Heather. All right. Let's jump on to our Patreon. Oh, wait. No, our Gaytreon. No, our
y'all, it's only 11:30, but it seems like it's 3:30 in the morning for him. This is our sissy shout-out.
Sissy shout-out. Oh, I'm first.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here waiting because I'm starving.
I told you to eat before. Anyway, our sissy shout out goes to this. I have the letter G.
Sure.
It goes to the letter G. And my sissy, it goes out to No Fagusta.
Okay.
No Fagusta. That is their actual name in the Sissy Squad. No Fagusta. It's three words for you non-Spanish speakers.
You always use the letter F.
You just got that?
No, I just did get that.
Yeah. No one will ever say that I don't stick to what I know.
I just think it's lazy, but that's fine.
No Fagusta. And No Fagusta is No Fagusta. She is actually doesn't speak a lick of Spanish. In fact, she doesn't even know what No Fagusta means. She just thought she saw it on the chest of a guy that was fucking her and thought it sounded pretty. And so she legally changed her name to No Fagusta. And so now she works at a DMV, and it's very complicated because people, especially people that speak Spanish, they'll say, boop, number 34, No Fagusta. And they're like, what?
They don't give out her name.
Where do I go? And they're like, no, they're like saying, no, you go talk to teller number 20, tell on the line 20, what's her name? No Fagusta. Where do I go? No Fagusta. And so it's like, who's on first, but at the DMV, but with really pissed off people that are working there. Her coworkers can't stand her. They're trying to get her fired. They steal her food in the refrigerator. So y'all, take a lesson from No Fagusta. Pay attention in your Spanish class in high school.
That was just sad more than anything else. My sissy shout out goes out to Joanne Hodges Landers. Joanne Hodges Landers.
See, but you could say Joanne Hodges Fanders.
But that doesn't even sound like a surname.
Fine.
Joanne Hodges Granders.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Joanne Hodges Granders.
Okay. I like that.
So y'all, Joanne has always fancied herself an amateur cook. And she lives in an area where they have Grandies. Oh. You know, the biscuit place.
Cinnamon buns, say no more.
And her surname is Granders, so she thought it'd be perfect if she could be there and make biscuits. It just seems like a perfect fit. However, the big issue here is every job that Joanne has ever worked at, she's fucked her manager.
Oh.
So, strangely enough, when she applies for a job at Grandy's, it seems perfect for her. Granders, Grandy's. However, her manager is a woman. Oh. And she doesn't know what to do. Because she's like, I have to fuck my manager. If I'm going to work in this job, I have to fuck my manager. It can be like me putting like frosting over the cinnamon raisin biscuits. And I have to suck my manager's dick.
And the manager at our Granny's was Llewellyn Baker. And she was not pretty.
You are not talking now. This is my story.
Just saying.
Anyway, so she's like, what do I do? She went like a whole like soul searching thing. Do I like girls? Do I not like girls? And she finally decided, you know what? This is bigger than me. This is what I have to do. If I'm going to work at this Grandy's, I've got to eat my manager's pussy. just for the good of humanity.
You know what? I would almost maybe do that for one of those cinnamon rolls hot out of the oven.
So anyway, I'm going to keep ignoring you because this is...
I'm glad this Sissy Spotlight's all about food because you're hungry.
Anyway, so she goes, finally, she's having her interview and the woman says, you know, I think you might be the best employee we'd ever had, but I can't hire you because I have very strict rules about fucking my help. Then Joanne like lost her mind. It was this kind of like weird epiphany. And she went, wait, I don't have to fuck my manager. That means that when I was working at Mel's Diner with that waitress Flo, I did not have to fuck my boss, Mel. And she goes back all the way through all the diners she'd worked at. And she's like, thank you, Pam. Thank you, Pam, for liberating me. And you know what? She went on to run for office. And she is now a senator, a state senator in Texas. And she is passing laws that you don't need to fuck your boss anymore. I know everyone thinks you need to fuck your boss at every serving job you have, but you don't need to. However, in the bedroom, she still makes her husband play her boss.
You know how there's...
Shout out! That was going somewhere, but then it went dirty again.
You know how there's like a movie and then it ends and you think that's when the movie ends and they're like, but wait, we're going to put the hat on the hat and just keep telling the story.
Hat on a Hat is my third autobiography.
Y'all, and that's the show.
That's the show. Y'all, you know what you can do for us in the next couple of weeks? What's the one thing that's very important that's coming up in November 3rd? Leave a review.
I was going to say, fuck your boss. Oh, November 3rd. Vote. Rock the vote.
Y'all, go to rockthevote or vote.org, and you can see what's happening in your state. You can vote early. You can vote by mail. You can vote on election day. But it's different in every state, so you need to plan your vote. It's so important because, you guys, voting in 2020 is the most important election we've had in a really long time. These two candidates could not be more different. So you need to be educated and know where you are.
Signed up for early voting because I'm not going to be in California. Do you know how long it took me to do that?
I don't care.
It took me 3 minutes.
And I'm voting by mail, and in California they send you a ballot.
So, or, it doesn't take long.
Politics says, they just send it out ballots! Which is not really happening.
It's not really happening. But either way, no matter who you vote for, if you don't vote, then you can't bitch. So
exactly. I don't want to hear a fucking word out of anybody if you didn't vote.
Exactly. Another thing.
I want to eat my burrito.
Well, before you can eat your burrito, we want to remind people, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. It really helps grow the show. Get us out there. Just 5 stars and write whatever you want to write, even if you're hungry and you can't
think. Keep going, Queens.
Right. Keep going, Queens. You can also get merch. Our merch store is actually on sale right now, they told us. So you can get Poodle's working on that home collection still. But you can go.
I need to talk to Patrick. He still hasn't.
It's going to be 90daygaze.com is where you're going to go for all of our merch, our other shows. You guys, we've announced this to our Gatreon. We're announcing it to you. We are doing Sweet Tea Southern Charm. We are covering that show.
We're doing it, you whores.
We didn't want to, but as soon as we heard a cast member say, Catherine, you have white privilege, we leaned in.
I was into it. I was not into seeing the same people, and it looks like a very different show this season. So, y'all, Sweet Tea's coming back.
It's coming back October.
If we're not subscribed, go ahead and binge the rest of last season.
But we've only did one. Because we just started on the show last year. So you've only got one season of us to binge. The new episodes of Sweet Tea, that is going to come out on October 29th. So be sure to check that out. And Poodle, we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts wanting to eat our burrito?
I have nothing because this episode was so shitty. Here, I'll say this. Yes. And if you have an abscessed teeth that we're only going to call Angela's Ash Abscess,
call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.